Final score from Garden City tonight, Seward County wins it 71-63 over Garden City, handing the Bronkbusters just their third loss of the season. We welcome into the Robinson Furniture Post Game Show. We welcome on head coach Greg Franklin. Coach, a tough loss for your team tonight, an unexpected one. Where did your team just not execute tonight?
We didn't play hard. Bottom line, the last week of practice, it's been nonchalant, and that's the way we played. I mean, we come out of timeouts and we draw things up or say this is what we're doing, and we wouldn't execute. We wouldn't do it. You know, and we've got to have somebody step up and be a vocal leader. But you also, if you're going to be a leader, you got to lead by example too. And I don't know if anybody right now is worth following after this ball game. I'll take blame where blame is due, but when you don't play hard, I'm not going to bail you out on that one. We just didn't play hard. They were tougher than us. They played harder, and they were tougher. I give them credit, all the credit in the world. But we're going to have to find ourselves here in the next couple of days, and I promise you we will find it in some very, very, very spirited practices.
You mentioned earlier this week that losing doesn't help at matters, but at this point in a loss to a team that it's a very big surprise to lose to for maybe some of those players, what do you think this loss will kind of do, especially going into a big game against Coffeyville?
I'm not sure. When I go back in there, I look in the whites of their eyes and figure out if I've got some real competitors, some people that are just front runners, or are they really going to dig down right here and get better? We had a lot of opportunity to be able to get in here and shoot a lot of shots, but we didn't do it. And I said this before the game, I said to my assistants, I said, I just don't feel good about our team right now. You know, look at our shooting percentage, poor, terrible. But hey, like I said, you know, we weren't ready for a zone in one, we weren't ready for a press in another. That's on me. But if you're a coach and you're talking about coaching effort, we're in the wrong business right here.
36% for your team tonight, 30% from downtown. But to ask you, where do you want to see, or how do you get this team to show more effort next time out against Coffeyville?
Well, the only thing I know to do is go back and have some very spirited practice and see who really wants to be here and wants to play, wants to compete. We didn't compete tonight. So I make no apologies that, you know, hey, our players did not show up and compete. And my coaches, they prepared them just the same way they always do, but I kept telling our kids throughout the course of the week, you guys aren't sharp, and it's very nonchalant. But you got to figure out if you want to be great or you want to be elite. Good, great, or elite, or just bad. And tonight we were just bad. I don't think we prepared ourselves the way we should have. So I'll take some of that, but you know what? Hey, if you're a coach trying to coach kids and coach effort instead of X's and O's and skills, that's pretty tough.
Coach, thank you for your time.
Thank you.